Good morning and welcome to the Outlet Community's First 31. We are walking through the book of Proverbs, one chapter at a time, and today we are on chapter 15, but I want to just thank everyone for either joining us on this live stream this morning or by checking in with us throughout the day through our recordings or on our podcasts. So let's get started. I am going over chapter 15 of Proverbs, and I'm going to highlight three verses. And I'll read those to you from the Message Bible right now. A gentle response, 15:1, a gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindles a temper fire. Verse 2, knowledge flows like spring water from the wise. Fools are leaky faucets dripping nonsense. And verse 4, kind words heal and help, cutting words wound and maim. So what are we talking about here? What we are talking about is meekness and really responding in meekness when we are out operating in the world. Our reading from the church this morning says, with more power, you have more influence over people, the more restraint that you have to use when you're responding to people. And really that is meekness. Now, as I was studying this, I wanted to know, because in my mind, meekness is weakness, but meekness is not weakness. Meekness is misunderstood. Jesus said that we should learn meekness from him and that the meek shall inherit the earth. So if there is an inheritance tied to meekness, we really need to know what it is. I think by today's standard, meekness is often defined as weak, tame, timid, mild, bland, unambitious, and you know, none of us want to be weak or unambitious. Actually, meekness is a humble attitude that expresses itself through patient endurance of offenses. What does that mean, Janine? Well, what that means is taking a minute, you know, before you respond to that offense and kind of enduring in patience when things are going on around us. A lot of times gentleness is equated to meekness, and gentleness implies mercy and self-restraint. You know, the difference between a meek person and a weak person is that a weak person can't do anything or they feel like they can't do anything. But a meek person, on the other hand, can do something, but chooses not to. They could have the big response. They could rip somebody's head off right then and there, but they choose not to. Meekness is power under constraint. So many of us, we are so powerful. God has given us so many gifts, and he's poured so much into us. And when we feel like we're being wronged or someone is overstepping that boundary, sometimes the first response that we have is just to let them have it. But meekness responds from the Holy Spirit and in time. And sometimes that means just taking a beat and taking a step back and letting the Holy Spirit give you those proper words and the right time to respond in meekness. Meekness causes a person to consider their acts. And, you know, many times when we take that minute of consideration, we can come up with such a better way to react to something rather than being impulsive. Once those words are in the atmosphere, you can never pull them back. I'm sure, you know, I can think of many times that I've been in an argument or been in situations where I wish I hadn't said that thing that just landed so perfectly right there in the middle of the argument. But, you know, afterwards, I just feel so heavy and so bad because I just let my mouth get out there way ahead of this situation. And it's really not the way that Jesus would have handled it in his meekness. He would have handled it, but not in that knee-jerk reaction and just letting people know what's on my mind and what's going on. When we respond like that, we're responding from self. And self says, see me, respect me, see my beauty, hear my voice. Me, me, me. Meekness says, see the God in me. But better yet, just see God. So rather than seeing that I'm upset, see the God in me. See the mercy that I'm going to give you in this situation. And hold back on this response. Hold back on that power that I have, that each one of us has. And to give this response from a place of the Holy Spirit where God would have us to respond. Meekness is a virtue. It draws on courage, strength, conviction from God. It's not self-centered. It's not from a human response. It's not about being nice or working on being nice. It is really from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will give you the ability to be meek and show meekness in every situation. Well, that's all that I have on that topic there. We're going to move into prayer. So I want to look at my notes here. If you have a prayer request, you can email it to prayer@theoutletcommunity.com, or you can text your prayer request to 770-667-4899. That's 770-667-4899. And we will get together and we will fervently pray over your prayer requests. I know a lot of people have requests at this point in time, so don't be standing alone and not feeling as if you have anyone, you don't have anyone to stand with you in these requests. Just let us know and we will go right at it before the throne for you. But right now, let's go ahead and pray. Please close your eyes, bow your head. Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. This is a day unlike any other day. It has mercies and blessings attached to it, Lord. And I thank you that each person on this call, their family members, every member and friend of the outlet will have those mercies, have those blessings, and reach out and get them from you, Lord. You are a good God, and we thank you every day for all of your blessings and mercy in our life, Lord. We love you and we thank you this day. Father, I just lift up everyone on this call. You know them each individually, Lord. You know the deepest desires of their heart. And I thank you, Lord, and we stand in agreement with them that you will show yourself strong, show yourself real in their lives, that they will know when you show up, they'll know that it's you and it's nothing that they did in and of themselves, Lord. I just thank you that healing goes out, that by your stripes, each one of them is healed, every family member, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for protection and safety for each one of them as they go out and about in the city, in their homes, Lord, as they come and go. I thank you that you bless them and keep them safe, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you keep all hurt, harm, danger, and diseases away from all of their doorsteps, Father God. I thank you that you just heal each infirmity that each one of them could have. Father God, bless each one of these households with gainful employment. Father God, the job that they appreciate, Lord, I thank you that all of their needs are met, Father God, and that you give them the dreams and the desires of their heart as they go out and about. Father, please bless the pastors of this church. Refresh them, renew them, keep them hearing your voice and caring for their flock, Father God. And Lord, we just lift up the leaders of this country, Father God, that they will calm the tempers that are flaring throughout the land right now, Lord, and that we can have peace. Lord, you promised us peace, and I thank you that your people will have peace, and it will reign in this country, and we will be able to trust our elected officials because they will have a heart after you, Lord, that they will do the things that you would have them to do with this country. Father God, I just thank you. I praise you. I magnify your name. And I pray all these things in your son's name, Jesus. Amen. So everyone have a great Friday. We will have recharge tomorrow at 9:30. You don't have to get up at 7:00. We will see. see you at 9:30.